It's Fernando and Greg at 99.7 Now, the Bay's number one for all the hits. Shan, tell us what to do with the weekend, please.
Here we go.
Shan's Weekend Hit List.
Celebrate Lunar New Year at the biggest Vietnamese New Year festival in San Jose. It kicks off today until Sunday at East Ridge Mall. They'll have lucky money and gifts, lion and dragon dancing, student talent show, carnival rides, and more. And it's free. There's also New Year's festival in Redwood City on Saturday from 11 to 4 at the Redwood Peninsula Square. There's also one in Oakland, too, on Sunday from 11 to 3. Saturday is Giants Fan Fest at Oracle Park, formerly AT&T Park. Meet the players, get free autographs, walk or play catch on the field, take pictures.
Thinking about baseball.
I know, but it'll be really fun.
Yeah, so maybe it'll warm things up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the Giants.
You can take pictures with the World Series trophies and so much more. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's free. Saturday is also Cupid's Undie Run in San Francisco. It's at Pedro's Cantina. This is where people dress in their favorite red undies and run a brief-ish mile, all to benefit the charity.
Kind of like the Santa Skibbies run.
Exactly.
That I host,
yes.
Each year.
And it starts at noon.
Listen, any excuse to get in your underwear and run around the city? I mean, go ahead, take it. That's what, that's what San Francisco loves
it's
to do.
It's all about.
Hi, I'm inappropriately dressed. Let's go for a run.
There you go.
Oh, and give me some of those drinks, too. That'd be a good thing. All right, you're going to post everything up on our website?
Absolutely.
All right, hit it up at 997now.com. Shan will get the list of everything you need to hit this weekend. Also, right there, you can register to get your bills paid. Another name coming up here in 10 minutes. Plus, we're getting the update on Greg's procedure. He has made it to the hospital. They've got him in a gown. They got him in a cap. And I believe we're going to talk to him here inside the next 10 minutes because he's going to go under here pretty quickly. So we need to get a hold of him. We'll talk to Greg in a bit, see how he's doing.
Let's go.
Wake up in the morning. Every morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 Now.
Hey, real quick, Daisy Ferreira of South City. You still have a couple minutes to get through at 888-456-9970. We'll pay your Target card bill. That's Daisy Ferreira. Just about 3 more minutes before time is up. And we cannot pay your bill any longer, all right? Make sure you listen Monday. We're paying bills again with Fernando and Greg like we normally do, and we're doubling it up. So you tell us about your bill.
Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday?
Yeah, only
doubling
Thursdays.
It up. I knew it was going to happen next week. Thursday. We will double up the amount of money we pay in your bill, so you must listen on Thursday. But get registered now at 997now.com. Shan, I know you've been working very hard to try to get a hold of Greg before he goes under.
Yes.
And I think you got him, like, his phone doesn't seem to be working, but FaceTime.
Yeah, there's not really good reception in there, but for some reason, FaceTime is working.
Okay.
So
you know what? Like, see if you can, like, pull his phone, like, pull your phone close to the microphone.
Okay. Girl, oh my God, you have a gown on and that hairnet or something.
I know.
You're being so loud. They're going to kick me out.
You look like Dolly Parton on Mass right now.
Oh my God, are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. What's there to be scared about? I could use some bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Hey, is Michael Jackson's doctor there?
Actually, all these people are going to bring me lumpia, they said.
Oh.
Yeah, they said they all ran in there and they all know who you are.
Yes, all of them.
Right.
And then one of them came in and asked me, were you on the radio this morning? What were you doing at work? I said, can you please call Jazzy, Jim?
Right. Address all your concerns to Jim Archer.
I was just like, oh, my God. They were like, you shouldn't have gone to work today. I'm like, you're right.
When did they give you the gas?
Well, not yet. They give it to me when I go into the surgery room.
Oh, I would want that right away. Like, come on. I'm here. Let's get it going.
They don't put you under immediately.
Okay, well, who's picking you up from the hospital?
John and the kids.
The kids too? Damn. All right, Greg. Well, we love you. And a lot of callers are calling in and giving you their well wishes. So get well soon.
All right. I give you permission to post that picture of me in this hat.
Okay. You look great. You slaying in the game.
This is going to be bad. By the way, if they give this to me to take home, I'm using this as my Halloween costume.
It's been a very busy morning. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Fernando and Greg Faithful, you know we will be back on Monday morning, but you really should listen to 99.7 Now the entire weekend. Because I do need to remind you that Valentine's Day is less than a week away. It's next Thursday. So how about $200 in a gift card so you can purchase something very special for your Valentine?
$200
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
That's good.
And if you don't have a special someone, I guess you get to keep it for yourself.
Precisely. Good thinking, Chan.
There you go.
All right, so listen tomorrow, listen Sunday to grab a hold of those. You have any idea what Matt's going to do for you for Valentine's
Day? He made me this makeup room, so I feel like... Yeah, he created this makeup room for me.
He's off the hook.
He's kind of off the hook for me. Like I'm not expecting anything because he went above and beyond. So I'm really happy with that.
Oh,
it's on my Instagram. Check it out at Shan Berries.
All right, he's gonna have to come through with something.
Maybe some flowers.
At least
or
some
something.
Chocolate. A bag of hot Cheetos. Something.
Oh, there you go. Bag of flaming hot Cheetos.
Get off easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Meanwhile, hopefully on Monday too. Greg will return to work after the procedure that he's having on his knee here in just a few minutes. In fact, you know, we just talked to him a little bit ago. He's about to go under the knife right now. I know, Chloe, you wanted to say some words of wisdom or maybe some encouragement.
Hello, Fernando and Shan. This is Chloe from San Francisco. I just wanted to tell you that I think Greg is doing the right thing with his knee and that he shouldn't be afraid.
Aw, well, we'll play that back for him.
We will let him know. So you think the prognosis on his recovery will be good? You don't think he's going to die today?
No, I don't think he's going to die. Don't be pessimistic about that, Fernando. Come on.
Oh, no, that's optimistic.
No, you love him. Come on.
I'm teasing. Come on. He would say the same about me.
I mean, I know how it feels, too, to have, like, an intense injury like that?
Do you know, here, I want to share this with you because Greg and I were talking about this yesterday when we were just together. But this whole thing is because of what happened to him when he and I were on vacation together once. And this was literally...
Oh, no, this is going to be bad.
Nearly 11 years ago. He and I, like, after I broke up with my ex, he and our friend Anna said, why don't you just come with us? We're going to go to Cabo for vacation. Why don't you come with us? You deserve, get out. Have fun. Let's go to Mexico. Come with us. I said, I would love that. So we went. I'd never been to Cabo before. We stayed at this resort. We went out into the ocean. There were red flags on the beach, essentially, don't go in the water, the surface too rough. And we went in anyway. And this gigantic wave, like, came up on top of us. I dove through the wave, but Greg didn't. He tried to stand firm. And literally, I think, like, his knee basically, like, bent in the opposite direction than it's supposed to. And that's why he's getting this procedure.
No, I didn't know that.
10 years ago, we were on vacation. Like, he's been living with this thing for so long.
Oh, my God.
Doing marathons, running like a crazy person. Now he just can't bear it anymore. He's got to get this procedure.
So it's your fault?
It's all my fault. I went in there first.
It's your fault.
Yeah, you can blame me. It's all my fault. I'm the one who said, let's go in the water and jump waves. And that's why he's going to the hospital.
You grabbed him, though, and, like, pulled him into the waves.
I was trying to save myself. I'm not worried about him either.